الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. My respected brothers and elders, I do not consider myself to be worthy and fit to speak to you. But the instructions of my eldest, Mawlana Yunus Sahib, may Allah Ta'ala grant him a healthy and enjoyable life. Just executing his instructions, whatever good nasihat and advice comes to my mind, I will try and mention them to you. Perhaps if there is anything wrong in it, he may be able to correct me, and I may gain his du'as and blessings in this manner. I have recited a verse of the Quran Sharif to you. Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah Ta'ala invites towards darus salam. It is a trend amongst people that an invitation is honored, it is respected. The lowest of people, if they have to invite us, we respect and honor the invitation. This is a kind invitation that has been extended from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And the invitation is towards Darus Salam. We shouldn't make a mistake here thinking that Darus Salam is some place in Tanzania. Darus Salam is another name for Jannat. And the meaning is quite clear. Darus Salam, a house of peace, a house of serenity. It is as though a personification of serenity and peace. From every corner of Jannat, this peace and tranquility and serenity will be experienced. Allah Ta'ala is inviting us towards this house. And He wants us to get in there without any difficulty and any trial. The moment our eyes close, and we must be ushered into Jannat immediately. This is the nature of the invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is possible. It is not impossible. Sometimes we think there is a long, lengthy procedure and then eventually we'll get into Jannat. But Allah ta'ala's command and His decision cannot be restricted. Nobody can control it. He has power over everything. Nobody controls Him. He is not answerable to anybody. If He wants to enter us into a Jannat, without any trial, without any problem and difficulty, that is His prerogative, His right. He's got the right to do so. And there are recorded incidents where people, they have died and immediately they have entered into Jannat. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayh is a leading student of Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh and an ustad of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh. He had passed away. And someone had seen him after he had passed away, asked him, how did it fare with you? He says, I don't know anything what has happened. All I know is I landed up in Jannat, and I inquired from Allah Ta'ala that I am already in Jannat, and I have heard that there is the procedures that have to be followed. Munkar Nakir will come in the graves and they will interrogate us, they will ask us. And I have passed all these stages, I haven't experienced anything. I've already been ushered into Jannat. So the reply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that, O Muhammad rahmatullah alayh, had it been our will to punish you, then we would have not blessed you with knowledge and virtue. It was our decision to bless you with virtue and righteousness, with knowledge. And that is why we have absolved you from all interrogation and all these procedures. We have ushered you into Jannat straight away. He says, I do not know anything what has happened. All I know, all I can recall is I had the kitab open before me and there was a masla that I was looking out for, and the next moment before I know it and I was already in Jannat. So this is the Jannat, and this is the nature of the Jannat that Allah Ta'ala is inviting us towards. That the moment our eyes close and the next thing we know, we are already in Jannat. Now this is possible, it isn't impossible. Nobody can control the Qudrat. The compassion and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala cannot be controlled by any man. This Jannat is so vast, the name speaks for itself. It is so much filled with tranquility and peace. The nature of the favors of the world are such that there is an expiry date. There is an expiry time. Fruit that we eat, the good ni'mats and the good favors that we enjoy here, but there is a time where we say we had enough. We had a plate of food, the second plate, no, I don't experience taste, I don't experience any enjoyment. We have some fruit, before we know it, the second fruit, and we have lost that satisfaction. Though we may carry on, continue eating it, but the enjoyment that we experience in the first bite, we do not experience in the tenth bite. The pleasures of Jannat are not like the pleasures and the comforts of this world. Even the woman of this world, man has reached 40, 50 years of age, now he says, I do not experience that type of excitement and that type of enjoyment in this age of mine. Urdu mein bhi kehte hai ki purani bahu to maa barabar. A wife that has become old now she's like a woman, she's like a mother. You don't experience that type of enjoyment and that type of excitement. So this is the nature and the limitations of this world. You reach a point and it's expired. There is a limit, there is a cut-off point. There is no enjoyment beyond that. And Jannat is such, everything, every blessing and every favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat is unlimited. The second bite of every fruit that you will enjoy there is better than the first bite, is different from the first bite. The second morsel of food that you will take is better than the previous morsel that you have taken. So, it is limitless. There is no limit to the pleasure and the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah ta'ala says, لا يبغون عنها حولا. No matter what favors and what comforts we enjoy in this world, at some point in our lives we say, now I want a change in my life. I have enough of this. Now I want something different. The treasures and the favors of Jannat are such that a person who's entered into Jannat, he doesn't want to change. Because there's always excitement, there's always enjoyment, there's always pleasure. There's so much of pleasure that he will not overcome that pleasure and that favor that he wants a change therefrom. لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا. So this is briefly the nature of the Jannat that Allah Ta'ala is inviting us towards. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ. On the one end, we will get the salams directly from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will say, Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Just imagine for yourself, to yourselves, for one moment, think within yourselves, that if someone has come to you and says to you, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has appeared in my dream, and he's conveyed salams to you, how great do we feel? Our hearts may just burst with enjoyment and happiness, that of all people, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had thought of me and conveyed his special salams to me. Now here in Jannat, the one that has entered into Jannat, Allah Ta'ala himself, Salamun Qawlam Min Rabbir Rahim, Allah Ta'ala is extending his salams and his greetings to you. Can you imagine the nature of that enjoyment, the quality of the enjoyment in Jannat? وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. This is one enjoyment that is experienced from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, a greeting from Allah ta'ala. Now a greeting from the malaika, the most chosen of Allah ta'ala's creation. At each entrance, you will find the malaika receiving you and telling you, Shabash, congratulations, well done. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. Salams to you. Salams to you for your great achievement. Although whatever we do in this world, whatever tawfiq we receive, is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not personal achievement. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to add to our enjoyment, that achievement is attributed to the inmate of Jannat, that it is you that have done this. It is your achievement and well done. Congratulations to you. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma uqba ad-dar. So Allah Ta'ala also is conveying his salams. The malaika are conveying their salams. The trees, the palaces of Jannat, they are greeting you. وَالدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The life of the hereafter is real life. اللَّهُمَّ لَا عَيْشَ إِلَّا عَيْشُ الْآخِرَةُ. Whatever comforts And whatever enjoyments we enjoy in this world is limited. It's not real enjoyment. The real enjoyment is the enjoyment of the hereafter. And that is why the Quran Sharif says that that is real life. وَلَدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ لَيَّ الْحَيَوَانِ It is real life. Imagine the mansions of Jannah, they will be alive. The trees are alive. They are speaking to you, or they are greeting you. So there is no point of the favors of Allah Ta'ala and the enjoyment of Jannah expiring and reaching a point of climax where there is no more enjoyment thereafter. The enjoyment is always in the increase. Now this house that Allah Ta'ala is inviting us towards is known as Darus Salam, a house of peace. So in order to gain entry into that house of peace, we need to bring peace within our lives. Peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, peace with his malaika, peace with his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace with his awliya. There is a dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which goes, Allahumma ja'alna hadina muhtadin, ghayra dhalina wala mudillin. And then it goes further, silman li awliyaik, wa harban li a'daik. O Allah Ta'ala, make us to be at peace with your friends. With your friends and with the people that you love, make us to be at peace with them. That we love them and they love us. Their attention is focused towards us and our attentions are focused towards them. This is the favor and this is the place where Allah Ta'ala is inviting us towards. All is required of us is that we bring peace within ourselves. And the moment we bring peace within ourselves, then the reward of Allah Ta'ala is cash. It is immediate. And as I said at the beginning, that we should not think for ourselves that there would be a delay, you know. We do it and we will experience the favor of Allah Ta'ala immediately. All is required of us is we correct our hearts, we correct our intentions. Remove the dirt and the filth of the heart, rectify the intention. And the second condition that the Quran Sharif says, مَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا And according to your means, you strive in accordance to the sunnah. You strive in accordance to the sunnah. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا Then your rewards are cash. Your rewards and your mehnat, your efforts have been appreciated. They have been already accepted by me. So just two things that are required of us. One is we rectify the heart, we rectify the intention. And the second, the effort must be appropriate in conformity with the sunnah. This is all that is required of us. Within our means. Allah Ta'ala is not asking us to shift mountains from their places, no. An effort that is in accordance to the sunnah and within our means. This is all what Allah Ta'ala is asking us of. Imam Ghazali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, sometimes we think that these favors of Allah Ta'ala are going to come after a very, very long time. No. Allah Ta'ala's favors and His gifts are experienced by us every moment of our lives. Every breath we take in, this is a favor of Allah Ta'ala. And these favors of Allah Ta'ala are experienced cash. It is not that we work for someone and he gives us a cash reward. Do you think Allah Ta'ala, na'uzu billah, is bakhil, that he doesn't have the treasures to reward you for the good that you are doing? No. The man that you are working for, you have expectations with him that he will reward you at the end of the term. Allah Ta'ala will definitely reward us. One is the reward that he will give us at the completion of the work. And one is, whilst we are doing the work, he will reward us. Imam Ghazali Sahib Rahmatullah says that there was a drought, people were dying with famine, starvation and thirst. The Nabi of the time had come out with his people for the istisqa salah for asking for rain. They continued making dua for a lengthy period with the Nabi. Imagine the Nabi whose duas are generally answered. And now the Nabi is worried that I'm making dua, I'm in their midst, and I see the dua is not being answered. What is the problem? He turns towards Allah Ta'ala and asks Allah Ta'ala that I'm making dua, and we have come, humbled ourselves, we have lowered ourselves, We have come in this state and yet our du'as aren't being answered. What is the reason? So Allah Ta'ala's answer comes that if you continue crying until the soil also is moistened with your crying and with your tears, your du'as aren't going to be answered. The Nabi is more concerned and worried. What is it? Oh Allah Ta'ala, what is it that is preventing the du'a from being answered? So Allah Ta'ala's answer is that there is someone in your midst that is gossiping and carrying tales. And as long as that person is there and he doesn't make tawbah and repent from that wrong that he is involved in, engaged in, I'm not going to answer this du'a. So the Nabi addresses his community and tells them that this is the revelation that I've received from Allah Ta'ala. So I address you and I request you that make tawbah or at least get out so that the rest of the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala does not suffer on your account. But now who has the heart, who has the courage to be embarrassed in such a huge gathering? Nobody has the heart to do so. That one person gets up and goes out of the crowd, nobody can face that type of embarrassment. The Nabi asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show that person to me so that I can ask him to walk out. So Allah Ta'ala's answer is, Main toh khud chugli se mana karta hoon, aur main unki chugli khao. I am stopping you from carrying tales. And must I carry tales of my makhluk? How can I ever do that? I am preventing you. Brothers, at this point we should think to ourselves, the caution we need to exercise with the use of the tongue. Whatever comes to the mind, we just let drive without taking stock to ourselves. Inna sam'a wal basara wal fuad. We are going to be answerable for everything, every word that we have said. Ma yalfizu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. A single word, there is a malaika, there are angels that are recording it readily. There may be two words that we have uttered and it incited and it created problems between brothers. We are here getting information from any person and we are sowing discord between families. A rumor, and it's enough for us to say, you know, this person has done something, has made jadu, so now we break up family ties entirely. Does he receive wahi? Any revelation is coming upon him? Do we have any proper evidence to support this claim of ours that we have broken up with our families? Sing small words. Words of incitement. These are things that are greatly disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith it is stated, hiya al-haliqatu. This is a thing that shaves off the deen. The entire deen is wiped out. Fasatu dhatil bain. The misuse of the tongue. Rasulullah Paak Sassam once showed the sahaba ikram some acts of virtue, that namaz is so virtuous, is a pillar of deen. And sadaqah, giving out alms and charity, it extinguishes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the various other good deeds. And thereafter Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells his sahabi who is advising, he tells him, must I show you something? Milaku dhalika kulliha. Must I show you something that will protect and secure all these deeds? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pointed towards his tongue. That sahabi asked Rasulullah Paksam, this tongue? This is the thing that you say that will eat up everything? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what's wrong with you? Don't you know that وَهَلْ يُكَبُّ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِمْ إِلَّا حَسَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. It is this very tongue that will drag people face long and dispatch them, throw them into Jahannam. So they use the misuse of this tongue. Anyway, the Nabi felt now there is no other way. So he asks the congregation, the community that is gathered around him, he tells them one person should separate at time whilst we make the rest of us engage in dua. One person is separated, the second person is separated, and the Nabi is engaged in dua. Now this person thinks to himself that just now, I will be in the spot, I will be embarrassed, I rather make up, and I may rather amend for the wrong that I have done. He made up with the person that he had made chugli and carried tales about, and he had asked sincere tawbah. When he asked sincere tawbah, when he made tawbah sincerely, now the rain comes. Now that Nabi of the time, he is excited, he is struck with amazement, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah ta'ala, who is that banda on account of whom soba we are receiving and enjoying rain? So Allah ta'ala says, subhanallah, that when jab mere bande ke saath meri ladai thi, tab maine unke kusoor ko chupaya, اب جب میرے ساتھ صلح کر دیا اب میں ان کے نام کو ظاہر کروں جی. That when this servant of mine, when he had been at war with me, I had suppressed his fault, I had hidden his fault, I had concealed his mistake. Now that he's made sulah and peace with me, now should I expose him? How can I expose him now? He's made peace with me now. Now the thing is over. There's no problem now left with him. So Allah Ta'ala also loves us. We should feel convinced and have the yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala loves us. And Allah Ta'ala is inviting us towards this Darus Salam. And one single simple way to enter into this Darus Salam is the securing of the tongue. The correct use of the tongue. The khutbah that is recited. Allah Ta'ala Himself says, "Qulu qawlan sadida." Speak straight. Niyat is right. You're speaking correctly, politely, in a proper manner. And Allah Ta'ala says, "Yuslih lakum a'malakum." I will guarantee you that your deeds will be answered. Time is up. 3 minutes. This khutbah also delivers that very message, the same message, according to the Mufassireen, "Yuslih lakum a'malakum" refers to the acceptance of deeds. And the acceptance of deeds comes with the correction of speech. The correction of speech. That is all that is required of us. The second thing that will bring us and lead us to this Darus Salam, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, that I had seen Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once, and I told, "O Nabi Allah, O Prophet of Allah, when I see you, my heart is delighted. My eyes are cooled. O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell me the beginning of all creation. How everything had started off, how everything had commenced." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to him that Allah Ta'ala commenced all creation from water. Then he went on to ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give me some advice." So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, "Afshu salam." Make salam a common practice. Whether we know the person or we do not know the person. It must not be that because we know the person or he is a person of position in society, therefore we would greet him. No. Whether we know the person or we do not know the person. It's famous, they say, "Jab Nawab sahab ki londi mar gayi, to pura gaon janaza ki namaz ke andar sharik ho gaye. Lekin Nawab sahab mar gaye, to koi nahi aaya." The Nawab sahab died, the Nawab sahab's maid had passed away, and the entire gaon, the entire village had come and attended the janaza namaz. But when the Nawab sahab himself died, nobody attended. Now who is there to see? So, alaman arafta wa man lam ta'rif. Whether you know the person or you do not know the person, Allah Ta'ala is watching. This generates muhabbat. Greeting. Al-Badi bis salam bari'un min al-kibr. The one that greets and commences the salam. We not worry about what that person has done to us, how he has treated us. No. A Muslim needs to know what Allah Ta'ala expects from me, not how that person has treated me. My duty, the command that is directed to me from Allah Ta'ala is that I commence with salam. So whatever he's done, that is his business between him and Allah Ta'ala. But I need to start off with salam. Allah Ta'ala knows our feelings. Many times the youth begin to feel that nobody knows what's going through my heart. Allah Ta'ala says, "I know what's going through your heart. Therefore, I have relaxed my rights. If you have had some problem with someone, alright, I would compromise 1 day, 2 days. But by the third day, now make up with your brother. Make salam to him. Do not postpone it for the each day. Maybe you do not live to see that each day. Your duty is try and initiate that salam. Al-Badi bi salam bari'un min al-kibr." Allah Ta'ala mujhe wa sabko tawfiq naseeb farmaye.